It was good to go to London today, despite the fact that I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yes, Edele and I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, drive out to Shannon Airport in order to catch a plane at 5:45, did I say? Yes. You had to be on the plane or ready to get on the plane at 5:15. We got into London, had a cup of coffee in Stansted Airport, and then carried on to some lovely restaurant for breakfast. I had brioche bun with halloumi cheese, streaky bacon, and a fried egg, and bits of spinach. I'm trying to remember if there was anything else there. Anyway, it was fantastic. It was lovely. Absolutely lovely. My son Ben and his daughter, who's now, is she two? I think she might be nearly two. They came and met up with us and walked back. And then there was a big family gathering later on. There were my two sons, sisters and two sisters-in-law, five grandchildren, my ex-wife, my first wife, two boys' mother, her sister, and I think that's all. Anyway, it was just a lovely gathering. Food at about midday, lots of chatting, Christmas presents for the kids, lots of Lego floating around all over the place. And leave then at 2:45 in order to travel back to Stansted and fly all the way home to Ireland and get back here into the house in Limerick at, I don't know what time, 8:45 or something. And it's now nearly 8:45. So I've been up a long time, but it was a joyous occasion, very pleased about it. Also pleased that Louis, English setter Louis, stayed at home here in Limerick with my wife Edele's mother and caused no trouble whatsoever. So overall, you can't complain. Drank a very nice bottle of wine, which was a gift from my great friend, my best friend, Roger Overall. From southeast of Spain, this wine. Can't remember the name of it, but it was lovely and the whole bottle is finished. I've been in very good form. Listened to The Blair Years, which is Alistair Campbell's diaries. Listened to that from Audible. Listened to a couple of podcast episodes as well. Generally speaking, all went well, and I want to celebrate that, and I guess I better share this tomorrow. Paul O'Mahony's saying cheerio for now.